So today we are doing the Mitzvahanos Halukah of Rosh Hashanah. The different minhagim brought down in the Gemara about how halal was said. Not a very deep lamdah show with Hilah Rishonim Sugya, but it's in the Gemara, so let's do it. Number two is, I think it gives a little meaning and understanding about why and how we do halal. Not many of these minhagim, not all of them, we still do in halal. I never really understood why we do Hodul Hashem and Anu Hashem, that response. So this will hopefully enlighten us a little bit to it. And then there is a slight sumlam. This we'll try to get out of this a little bit. So let's just review Gemara, the Banlam and Chesam Aleph. Amar Rava writes, or Rava says, rather, Hilchsa Gvirta Ikal Mashma Mimin Hagadah Hallelujah. There's a lot of halachos, big halachos, halachos gedolos, Rashi says, that we learn from the way halal is said. So, again, just to review quickly, there are six things I think we said that are done interestingly during halal. The first thing is, Hu Omer Haluka, the Chazan says Haluka, Vehein Omer Haluka. Mikan Shemitzalanos Haluka. So, let's do the first one for a second. Shleach Tzibur says Haluka, and we respond, Haluka, there's a concept, there's a mitzvah to say Haluka. What exactly was the point? What's this mitzvah? It's not a mitzvah there, Isa. What was the role of that? So Rashi first tells us how exactly the minhag was to say halal. We repeat certain things. And then in Dibur Maschil, Hu Omer Haluka, Vehin Omer Haluka, Mikan Shemitzel Anus Haluka, Rashi explains, Mimasha Anu Noagim Shem Mikra Poseach Haluka, our minhag, that the Chazan opens up with Haluka, Vanu Shoskin, we stay quiet, Vanu Machra, we repeat after him, Haluka, who shows again, and he's quiet. There's this response back and forth. Vein anu matschilon lekros imo keseder. We don't begin with him to write to read an order. Sha'anu gomimo imo shar halal. Everything else we finish with him. We complete with him. We just don't start with him. Lamden anu bikan. We learn from here. Shemitzalanos haluka b'psichaso b'afilu b'kin. We learn from here that you should begin with saying haluka. That's how halal should start. Even the b'kin should say it. Even the b'kin. What's Rashi writing here about the Bikim? So Rashi in the earlier Rashi explained to us that what was the reason for this whole back and forth? Because in the olden days, he writes in the middle, Ain't I called Bikimbo? Not everyone was a Bucky, not everyone was able to say Hallel. So therefore, Tiknu Echad Kori V'Acheim Shomim. And they said, well, the Chazan should read and everyone just listens and perhaps responds and Kol Onu Mixas, they say certain things. If you read the Gemara doesn't tell us why this was the minhag. This was what was done. Rashi tells the reason why this was done, that the Chazan says one thing and the Tzibur answers something else, is because not everyone was a Baki. So they listen, and they're going to be Yotzei through Shomeach Ka'onah, we'll see later on, and by saying certain parts of Halal, they'll be Yotzei, but it's because they were in Baki. Again, the Gemara doesn't mention anything like that. And Rashi goes on to say, so what's the particular line of Haluka? He doesn't tell us why Haluka said in the beginning, what the mitzvah of La'anos Haluka is, but he says even the Bikin would say it. Now, if you look at Tosos Hilchsa Givirata Ikal Mashmim Min Hagad Halila, B'makom Shal Rava Haya Kulam Bikin V'Halal. Everyone in the times of Rava was a Baki. V'Hayu Yuchot Kulam Korin Es HaHalal Im Shleach Sibor. Everyone would read it together with the Shleach Sibor. K'mosh Anu Korim Achshav, like we do nowadays. V'Layu Somchin Alav Klal. We're not sumich on the Chazan at all. Kid appears because just like Rashi told us. Ela shenagu lishnos behanach duchti. We change it. We don't follow everything. We don't say everything on our own. The mifarish v'holik kedei lilmo mehen halach l'maisa. In order to learn halach l'maisa, l'baki l'mishen baki. To learn the halacha of how a baki should do it and how a ain't a baki should do it. The gold of mikra also, okatan umasha in anunogin hakshav, so why don't we do this nowadays? Some of these we do, some of these we don't do. Why is that? Vishim de minhaga karle, it's only a minhag. Vehech de nahag nog, vehech de lo nog, lo nog. It's all taller in the minhag. These are all minhagim. And what was the purpose again? Tosos tells us the purpose was to help us, to teach us how a baki, how an ain't a baki would be yotze, from the chazan, the mitzvah of halal. Now, that's the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes, anyone see the Sfas Emes? His kasha he has from Tosos. What is Sfas Emes kasha?
Tosos says the Gemara calls it a mitzvah, and Rashi seems to echo the Gemara that it's a mitzvah today, but Tosos says it's a mitzvah.
Oh, that was his question, yeah?
Maybe
not. No, it might be. That's actually a really good question. I don't know if that was what he was saying, but that's a good question.
Somebody's got to say that. Maybe the Ritva. I
I didn't understand. Maybe, I guess that may that be might be part of it. Maybe I didn't real. Maybe you're right. Maybe I didn't realize that was the issue. The Gemara, as Noah says mitzvah. And Rashi says the mitzvah is only it's also incumbent upon the bikin. And Fizeh, Sfas Emes asks, according to what Tosas writes, that it's all telling you a minhag. So it's against the Gemara says a mitzvah. That it's a chiyuv to do it. How is Tosas saying it's telling you a minhag? So I guess that's probably what he meant to say. Shkoyach, no, okay. Then he quotes a Ritva. There was a Ritva, right? Ritva explains that it's not only incumbent upon the Bikin. I say it's only incumbent upon the Ein Bikin. He writes, Mikantra Mitzvah Lanos. Here's a mitzvah to say Haluka. Perish Zeh Nogu Liyo Simen. It's supposed to be a sign. Shea Yosei Adei Gadol Ona Achva B'tchida Zeh Perak Haluka. You can't be somech simply in listening. You have to be. You have to respond the haluka after the gadol who reads it. And the Ritva doesn't say it's a chiv also on the bikin. So Sfas Emes wants to explain. Avah Ritva perish dekai gamla shoskin. Raf to kamashman the al teva rishona bevad on mekodem halu av the shem. Wait, is that what you're saying? No, how do you understand the Ritva on the Sfas Emes?
I saw it as saying that the Sfas Emes is asking, why would Tosafot only say it's optional to say it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it, right? Doesn't the Gemara call it a mitzvah? And then he introduced the Ritva to say that even if you can say halal, the haluka, in a place where the minhag, I'm not sure how Ritva can be reconciled it, but.
So I'm not sure the Sfas Emes. I understood it the way the footnote in the Ritva was saying it. Again, the Ritva is saying the whole point of this was supposed to be a simon, how to be yotzei from a gadol. That's what the Ritva says. But again, zeh nagul liyo simon she yotzei adei gadol ona achra b'tchia zeh perek haluka v'ino somech ha'ashmiya b'va k'derech shesomech b'shacher. So, I guess basically what, it's just reading the Ritva, forgetting the footnote, forgetting the Sfas Emes, I would explain it. The whole point is supposed to be a simon. Now, if we don't, we're not knowing this anymore, that a gadol should be mekari for somebody else to be on acharav, so there's no point in doing the simon anymore. We don't do it that way anymore. That's, I guess, what the Ritva is saying. So that's why that would be tali. If the whole reason is to be a simon for the Ein Bikin, so therefore, if his minhag is not that way anymore, then we shouldn't have to do the mitzvah lanos haluk anymore. Is that how we understood the Ritva? So that how the Sfas Emes understands it also? Again, the Sfas Emes writes about Ritva perish dekoi gamal shoskin. The Ritva explains it also referring to the people who are quiet. Rak the kamash v'lan the al teva rishona bavada onim kodem halu avdei Hashem who feirsha also shapim min hagenu shein onim klal.
I think when within a place where there are people who are not baki, mm-hmm. That's when the bikin would have to answer. That's when the bikin would say haluka. But in our places where everybody's bikin, there's no mitzvah at that point since it doesn't kick in.
I agree. That the last line he says, that. I don't know what he means by the shoskin, the teva rishona, bilvad. Might be a different issue. I could look this thing in, I guess. I'm not fully there. But okay, so either way, the issue seems to be that how much is this din a mitzvah, or how much is it really a minhag? If it's a mitzvah, that therefore it should apply to the bikin. Even if there are no ain't no bakis anywhere, and wherever, even like nowadays, we're all bikin, there should be still be a mitzvah. And according to the Ritva, and the way the Sfas Emes is understanding it, it's really telling in a minhag, where the whole purpose is for the baki to show the ain't no baki how you yodse. So first, everyone answers haluka. So now, this mentioned the word haluka, so the ain't no bakim know, oh, I am supposed to say haluka after each line that the chazan says. The Bikin themselves don't have to say that because they could say it on their own.
I think that's when it's a mitzvah. I mean, Tosos, again, to reconcile Tosos says it when there's a minhag, right, to say this, and that's where the mitzvah for, that's where even the Bikin have to say haluka. Rashi would agree, in a place where there are people who don't know how to say halal, that's when the Bikin have to say it.
Uh-huh.
But in a place where nobody does, Tosos gives that option that nobody has to say it at all.
Gotcha.
I don't know, that's the way
I said it. So right now it seems that there are three different approaches to how to understand the minhag. One is it's simply a minhag.
Right.
Now, the Gemara does call it at first, minhag de halila. Just a minhag. And then the Gemara says there's a mitzvah lanos. So that seems to be the steer within the Lashon of Gemara.
Right.
So you could say Tosa says it's all based on a minhag. Nothing to do with mitzvah at all. And the mitzvah, you have to lav dafka something. So he lav dafka is the mitzvah and says it's all really taller than minhag. Alternatively, you could say like Rashi, it's all really a mitzvah. It's mitzvah lanos. And even the Bekim have to say it's a mitzvah. And you have lav dafka the minhag part. Or you could say, like you're saying now, what maybe perhaps Sfas Emes has in mind, that really they're both true. That whenever the minhag is this way, it becomes a mitzvah. Whenever there's no minhag, there is no mitzvah. So those are the three basic approaches. Okay, great. Excellent. Noah. Thank you. Yeah.
If you're holding it's a minhag, then the kim don't have to? Is that what you're saying?
If you're holding it's a minhag, no, if you're saying holding it's a minhag, then you should figure out what the minhag is.
Because we're saying that it's a minhag, but the kim do it.
Is that going to be Batar's mitzvah, though? Is that going to be it's still Batar's...
So even if you do hold the minhag, it could be not, you could still hold differently in terms of the became hold it?
Right, maybe, exactly, maybe...
Not sure enough, I mean, not really.
Right, because I this footnote on the Ritva, I don't know who wrote this, it wasn't Rav Ilan, I'll tell you that much. But, Rav Eliyahu Lichtenstein. So, also has very good footnotes. So, he seems to say that... He has. I read the Ritva to you. Then he writes the Rashi Cholik, the Sover the Af Bekin Shrichalanos Haluka. That even the Bekin have to. Implied from this that the Ritva he wanted to say. I don't see in the Ritva that the Bekin don't have to say it according to the Ritva. I don't see that anywhere in the Ritva. So I'm not sure. I might be missing something. So I'm not sure if there's an opinion. If there is an opinion out there that says that Bekin don't have to say it, so that would really be entirely on a minhag. I just don't know if that exists.
Would you mind reading the
Ritva? Sure, the Ritva. Mikan shemitzvah la'anos, perish, ze nagu lio simen, shehayotze ayde gadol, on achara b'tchila ze haperek haluka. It's supposed to be, this is how they're noeg, in order that it should be a symbol, that how will you yotze if a gadol reach for you? By saying haluka. So the very first haluka is supposed to be like a lesson, a simen to teach everybody else, to be yotze the rest of it, al yide gadol, you should say haluka. Ve'eino somech al hashmiya bilvad k'derech shesomech b'shachar. We're not somech on what just listening alone, like we are in Shacharis. I guess Shmuel Esrei is referring to. I'm not sure exactly what he's referring to in Shacharis, but that's the lines. I don't see anywhere there about b'kim or eino b'kim.
Right. I mean, that's exactly the point. Rashi goes out this way to say that we're even talking about b'kim here, but Ritva doesn't mention that after b'kim have to do it. Maybe in the beginning, as like a technical thing, in order to show everyone else, but not after, they're not fundamentally chayev in the anila, as Rashi would say. It could be a technical thing in order to for the tzibur to do this thing, but he doesn't go out of his way to say that the bikin were actually mechayev in this din. As opposed to Rashi would say, they are mechayev in this din. He doesn't mention it, so he clearly doesn't think it's so important. So technically, you might need it in order to help everyone else out, but it's not fundamental.
So what's the Gemara talking about then with the mitzvah lanos?
You have to lav dafka, I guess.
I mean, I'm saying like he calls it minhag based on whatever the previous part of the Gemara is.
Okay.
So
yeah, like his omission of it indicates that it doesn't really matter really so much.
It's possible, right? Not always the absence of words is not always the best raya, but maybe something along those lines. Maybe. So okay, so I'm not so convinced if that's a shita, but we'll throw it out there anyways as a possible approach.
Right, you said it's like a mitzvah for the inu b'kin, but a minhag for the b'kin to answer.
Saying that maybe it's a mitzvah on the Einu Bekiyun and a minhag for the Bekiyun.
Wow. It seems like the best way to sell the Gemara.
Does anybody say that though? I mean, let's say that from Rashi and Tosafot, from what we've seen so far, Rashi and Tosafot are not mechalik between Bekiyun and Einu Bekiyun. Right? They seem to go across the board. Right. But I guess theoretically that could also be an approach. Unfortunately, there are not enough people weighing in on this, so we don't really know. But yeah, I guess it is definitely a fair approach that maybe the Ein Bekin should have a mitzvah and the Bekin only a minhag. Perhaps.
And
the Ritva just doesn't. He didn't say enough.
The bottom of the Masifta has something.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
We'll take a minute afterwards. We can take a look at it, see what he says. So, all right. So I'm not entirely sure, but again, this is a good analysis, anyways. The Ritva. The Ritva writes here. Thank you, Ron. I'm very out of it today, guys. Thank you for bearing with me. So he writes, he quotes the Rashi. He has about filu b'kin ad kan Rashi v'nir li perish the perusho. The fisha b'tchila in the beginning kishaya gadol mikra when the gadol is reading it ve'onim achav al kol davar v'davar haluka. We respond each time each pasuk haluka. Mishaya baki im ratzah ya omer b'shava im shliach sibur. If the baki wants, he could say along with the shliach sibur. He doesn't have to say the haluka after each pasuk. He could say word for word. Babamila Rishona, the very first one, the Hainu Haluka, Shetiknu Afidu Habikin Yishtiku. Even the Bikim have to be quiet. They have to say Haluka. The Yanu Bikin, Vishainu Bikin, Kechad, Haluka. They both say it in unison. Mishim the Bikin im Yinagu Bazer, Kishainu Bikin. Lo Mechasimide, if the Bikin go along with the Ainu Bikin, there's nothing lost. They're allowed to be Yotze through a Gadol who's reading for them. They're saying exactly what the Shliach Tzibur is saying. He says Haluka, and they say Haluka. They're not being Yotze through Shliach Tzibur. They're just delaying their saying. Right. What's the big deal if they delay the word a few seconds? They should all be quiet. They wanted to say everyone together to realize that there's a mitzvah of answering Haluka. Fine. So that's what he says. I'm not sure he says anything new. Okay, man, let's teach this around. We did the ritual, we did this fast MS.
That's kind of like the ritual, no? Kind of the same idea. The Bikim are not really chayiv, just that first one they're chayiv, as the minhag, in order to, maybe like Jake was saying, maybe that first one they should do in order to help out everyone else out, but they're not fundamentally chayiv, as you see that they can do whatever they want for the next segments. So Rashi would probably say, no, they don't have that option of saying along with the seaboard. They have to go haluka every single time. It's like on their gabra, they have to do this, like just for the sake of the seaboard. He kind of like spells that
right
out.
So in terms of the reasoning, he's like...
It's technically, I mean, he's giving a pirish to Rashi, so
right.
It doesn't make sense to
say that he's arguing that. Right. He does. I mean, he could understand. There are sometimes you find Rishonim who understand Rashi, because Rashi is always very terse. Well, here he's not so terse, but sometimes Rashi could be understood in different ways. Just because like what the Ron learns in this way, you might sometimes find a Ritva or someone else who learns differently. I'm not sure the Ron necessarily had a Masorah what Rashi meant. He's understanding, reading how he understood Rashi. It's possible to argue. You don't have to. I'm not sure if it's Ron is absolute though, Rashi. If you have to say it's absolute, but the reasoning behind it is like the Ritva. The question is right. The reasoning is that Gadol is that even the Baki should show the Ain Baki how it's done. Or they should all do it together. It's supposed to be a simon that everyone does it. Even though the Baki's not going to go ahead and say haluka after each line. But the question in the Ritva we said, well, when the Ritva says the purpose of the first haluka is to be a symbol for the Ein Baki, Ein Bikin, well, does the Baki have to say that simon as well or not? That's the open question. Right, again, backward. The Ritva says, what's the purpose of the first haluka? As a simon that to be Yotze, the rest of the halel, you should say haluka after each pasuk. That's the purpose. Now, the open question we had was, well, does a Baki have to do that also or not? Because a Baki doesn't have to say Haluka the rest of the time. So the Ron is saying explicitly, and perhaps within Shitas Rashi, that no, the Baki also says the initial Haluka to teach that din. And the Ritva says it's an open question. Maybe the Baki doesn't have to say it.
Well, then how is it going to be a simon? Who's going to do it?
Well, maybe the Ainu Bikim know that. Maybe the Ainu Bikim...
So who's the simon for?
Maybe the Ainu Bikim realize, it's, I guess, the way it's done... But again, that's the question, how you understand the Ritva. Who else? Right, it's a good question. Who's going to be doing it if not the Ainu Bikin?
It could be the Ritva Ron really saying the same thing. It's just that for the Baki, they have to do that first thing in order for it to be a Simon. And whatever, in Yesh Lodon and Rashi, whether he means that Bikin have to do it the whole time, or as Ron understands, that it's just when Rashi says Bikin have to do it, it means that first thing. Like, and then they're all saying like really the same thing. But based on how Ron wants to explain Rashi, it could be Rashi just means. I mean, that's if he's going with Shitas Rashi and he says we don't have to say the first thing. So I mean, that's what he means when he says that Bikim have to do it. But for everything else, it's really everyone holds just the simon. I guess I don't know how that works with the mitzvah minhag thing.
Right.
But it's kind of like whatever. I don't know. So there could be that like whatever the Bikim have to do it just in order to do the simon, but they don't really have to do it.
Right. I hear that, and I think that should be another kasha on the Ritva on the foot on Rav Lichtenstein on the
right.
Footnote.
Right.
And the Sfas Emes also, but though no. He also thought the Ritva seemed to have been arguing on Rashi. I don't understand why. I didn't read this a little better. So.
I just don't understand. Yeah. So, from the beginning,
yeah.
Tosafot starts out by saying, we're dealing with a situation where everybody's in Bikin.
Mm-hmm.
So when,
I think you're just saying nowadays.
Isn't that when the minhag is? What are we talking about? what time are we talking about in Bikin?
Right, so in the time of Rava, everyone was Bikin, but they still were noahig certain things. I mean, let's backtrack for a second.
Isn't that what all the Rishonim are dealing with, or they're not dealing with?
They're dealing with
Rava's time?
You know, the dealing with Rava's time, and also nowadays, but the question is, why do they do these weird, not weird, why do they do these particular responses? Yeah. So the first halukah was to teach the din when the galdo is makara had to be yotze. So then, we're trying to figure out, what was the initial mitzvah? So what we do now is just basically to teach us what used to be done, which is interesting. Like, it's not noeg anymore. It could be just because we like to keep the minhagim, or you never know when we may lose, people might not be Bikim anymore, we have to go back, revert back to the initial way it was. But during the times of Rava, I think some might argue, but even times of Rava, not everyone was a Baki, but tells us clearly everyone was a Baki. Each of those six different points in Hallel is to remind us what they used to do when they weren't Bikim.
So now the question is what they used to do when they're not Bikim.
Right, exactly. So again, nothing's so clear, but the clearest point to get out of there, it could be a Minhag, it could be a Mitzvah, it could be some combination. Are the Bikim also saying these things? So Rashi and Nirana clearly Bikim are saying it. Ritva, it's an open question. So the Aruch Lener, based on this, the Ran wants to answer the question they had, Tzvas Emes Hes and Tosos. Because Rashi says, sounds like it's a mitzvah in the Bikim. The Gemara says a mitzvah. So how could the Tosos come along and say, well, but Malkum Shinago, Malkum Shinago, it's a mitzvah, how could it be Talay Minhag? So he says, based on, who was saying this? I don't remember. Noah was saying this. I'm not remembering who said this. I think it was Noah. That, it's a mitzvah that's talion minhag. That the reasoning for Rashi, like Duran said, the reasoning for it was for a gold, for the baki to show the ain't a baki how to do it. So in the makom she'ain a bikim, so then there's a mitzvah for the baki to say it. And b'makom she'ain'o, so when there's a place where there's no bikim, where everyone is a baki, so there's no need for this mitzvah anymore. That's how the Aruch Lener says it. Basically what Noah was saying earlier. And then there's the Rambam. So the Rambam in Per Gimel. Yigimel, right. Thank you, Eitan. I gotta find this Rambam. Here we go. Per Gimel Yud Gimel. Okay, let's even go back to Yud Beis for a moment. Yud Beis, he starts up as follows. Minog Kriyas HaHalel Bimei Chachamim HaRishonim Kachaya. The way it was used to be in the earlier times of Chachamim was the following. And he goes on to quote the Gemara. In the way it's done, you respond Halukah to each Pasuk. And this is a very interesting line. I'll just let you hear. I'm not going to elaborate on it. And he writes, "Ad shenimtzu onim b'chol ha-halel," until it seems that it comes out that you've answered haluka mea v'shlosh v'esrim pamim. You've mentioned it 123 times. Haluka, simin lahem shnosov shel Aaron. 123. Simin for Aaron. Not a typical Rambam. Sounds like some machshava. Somehow Aaron's hinted in halal 123 times. Based on Yerushalmi and Medrash Tehillim, they say, all right, the people darshan on this. What exactly, Pshat, what's the connection of Aaron to Hallel? I think Shimon has a line in it, but it's not very typical of the Rambam. Then he goes on to explain the other interesting things we do in Hallel. Then he writes, Zeh, and at the end of Halach Yedalad, to conclude Perek Gimel, Zeh hu aminak arishon, uba roi lelech. And the first way was the way it should really be done. But nowadays, everyone does their own minhagim, and not one is similar to the next. So what's the impression you get from the Rambam about this overall minhag of Hallel?
Total
minhag. Right? What was the purpose of it? Right, what would he say? What was the purpose according to Rashi and Tosfos and all the other Rishonim?
No, people are in Bikin.
Right, to help. Right, ain't a Bikin. And it was help them to be Yotze. We pointed out, you read the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say anything about Baki ain't a Baki at all. No mention of that at all in the Gemara. And the Rambam oftentimes is tofes the Lashon Pashas of the Gemara. So Rambam also, he quotes the Gemara, but he adds further, he adds the words, Zehu Aminag HaRishon Uba Roy Lelech, and this is the way to go. This is the way to follow. You can interpret that as saying, oh, it's just because Minag of Seinu, you should follow the Minag. It really was based on Enobaki, and we have to just follow the way our forefathers, you know, kept the Minag of Halo. But the way the Mishnah Yavetz explained, Mishnah Yavetz in Simon Chaf Os Aleph, right, said, no, the Rambam argues on them. It's nothing to do with any Bikin. This was the Minag of Halo. This is the way it should be done. There's an idea to have this responsive Tefillah. And that's what he's with Daik, Ubo Roy Lelech, and this is the way we should follow. Mikra Adin. Not because of Minog, because that's the ideal way to do it. So what's pshat with this? Why is this the ideal way, according to the Rambam, to say hallel?
I guess it's like Shir Sayam, right? Responsive.
So it could be very much based on Shir Sayam, especially we saw that Shir Sayam seemed to have been a model, the original model of hallel. And there's obviously a strong connection of the Shir of Halil and the Shir of Sayam. In fact, the Miri I don't have in front of me. I have here this Miri. I like the more comfortable the other base of the clear one. Let's see if I can find it here quickly. He explained what's shot with this responding back and forth. I'm going to try to find the Lushan for you guys. Okay, I'm not seeing it here now. But he has a line here that it's to enhance the simcha of the hallel. And that's pshat in this responsive tefillah in hallel. I have to find the lashon for you. So that's pshat. That might be pshat in the Rambam also. It's nothing to do with being yotzei in a baki. It's because hallel, responding back and forth, might be some level of shira. Similar to az yashir. I don't know that much about music. I'm not sure if that's really true. You have a solo, then you have people responding. Makes things a little nicer. They have a concept also in the other, in the opposite direction, in where Gary's not here today, he likes more Katan than Avelis. So, well, he does, isn't that true? Sorry. We're trying to work on his simcha. Enjoying the holiday, sukkah, and those type of masechtos. So there too we have by Mekonos, and they used to do hespedim and these chants to help arouse sadness, and so they'd have certain things they respond. One person would begin impulsively, and they'd respond impulsively. This responsiveness creates a certain amount of emotions flowing, whether it's besimcha or be'avelis. So that that opposite, you know, parallel may be true.
But what about saying as part of like Darsh Vekedusha?
As you, I heard you say also, Darsh Vekedusha, based on that responsiveness that we have by Karv Zel, Zev Yamar, Kadosh, 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 that back and forth. Qualities of Kedusha.
Do you need 10 people to say
hello? I don't think you need...
No?
You don't need 10 people to say hello. When it comes to the Minog...
Certain parts of it, can you do now? You can't say certain parts of hello?
You don't do the Holy Lashem thing. That's only with the Tzibur, Sheach Tzibur, based on these Gemaras, I think.
Right.
The din is on Rosh Chodesh, though. If you don't daven in a minhan, in a minyan, you don't say hallel on Rosh Chodesh. I think that's what it is. I think that's what it is. I'm trying to remember. Again, my mind is not working 100% today. I remember I once... What? It talks a little bit about some of this stuff. I was once playing a shiva call, and it was Rosh Chodesh, and I didn't know any of these halachas yet, and they didn't say halal there. Was it Rosh Chodesh or was it Hanukkah? I can't remember anymore. Anyway, so we didn't say Rosh Chodesh. It wasn't like a yontif. It was either Hanukkah or Rosh Chodesh. I'm pretty sure it was Rosh Chodesh though. And then afterwards, I went to YU, and I started Willig. I asked, "Do I say halal now?" I didn't say it in the minute. He said, no. Once, if you don't say it in the Tzibur, you don't say it afterward when it comes to... So maybe that's the... It's not because halal is a din in the Tzibur, but originally when the Rosh Chodesh halal was just simply a minhag, that was instituted only in the context of Tzibur. But not that it requires it. So, but now Eitan Yonah is suggesting may I send you the Davar Shel Kedusha. So you have to figure out why does Davar Shel Kedusha have this responsive type of tefillah. What's the source of that?
That's like Malachim. Isn't the whole thing?
Ishaya, Dav Perek Vav.
Right.
So we model after the way the Malachim do Dav Shel Kedusha. We too. And Halal also. So I'm, see, that's the thing. Since Halal doesn't have Tzibur and the requirement of Min, I imagine not didn't Dav Shel Kedusha. That's usually one of the litmus tests for Dav Shel Kedusha. Either way, so what comes out of this small little sugi here is how do we understand the minhag of halal that we do, many of which we do still nowadays. It is simply just to remember how they used to do it when an inabaki, how he should be yotze. Is that mitzvah say halukah? Is that simply a minhag to say the halukah? Is it a mitzvah to say halukah? And most interestingly, the Mishnah Yavetz of Jolti's understanding of the Rambam that in fact it's nothing to do with the way inabaki is. It perhaps enhances the simcha. Similar to that which the Miri explains. fine. So then, there's another Rashi Tosos I'm not going to get into right now. The Rashi Tosos about how do you answer the rest of the Rashi Prakim, right? I don't know if you guys saw that Rashi Tosos Machlokas there. I was trying to figure out what Pshat was with Machlokas. You know, let's read. We have a few minutes. Let's go through it. The Gemara says, now where are we? Three lines down. Who omer halu avdi Hashem v'hin omer haluka? Mikan, shim haya gadol mikar also onu achav haluka. So from here we see, the chadim says halu avdi Hashem, and we respond haluka. That's to teach the din, to show the din that if a gadol, you want to be yotzei in a gadol, you should say haluka on each line. Or at least you say haluka. Hu omer, the next one, the third din we do in Halal. Hu omer, hodul Hashem, mehin omer, hodul Hashem. Mekan shemit delanos rosh haprakim. From here you learn, you have to say the first line of each parak. Itmar nami, omer v'chanan, barava, mitzvah lanos rosh haprakim. So a similar statement, there's a mitzvah to say the first pasuk, first few words of each parak. So Rashi writes, mikan, the second medium wide line down, mikan shebarashi prakim, suchan lanos rosh haprakim asman. In the beginning of each parak, there's a mitzvah to say the first word of the parak, right? What's the, we don't sit here, do we? Eitan, do you remember all the prakim? We have Haluka, the first parak. Teis Yisrael. Ahavti. No, not yet.
Olanu.
I see the Lanu is first. Olanu is first, right? The Lanu. Yeah. And then was that the Lanu?
Hashem Zachrani Varech.
Not yet, no.
Yeah, Hashem Zachrani.
Hashem Zachrani. Then Ahavti. And then Ma'ashiv, then Hodu. Like all those, each of those new prakim, you have to say the first word. When the Chazan says it, you say the next word. Okay? That's what the first, that's Rashi prakim means. And then Rashi says, Velo sagi lei b'haluka. You can't just say haluka for the first line. You act, the first parak is haluka of Kuf Yud Gimel, as Eitan pointed out. Kuf Yud Gimel, haluka is the first word of that parak, of the first parak of Halal. But each parak, you have to say that first word of each parak. You can't say haluka on the other ones. Umiyu, anon de garmin and kula. Now we know all them.
Okay, fine. Just say
crossing.
You're sure it's just
simply
the first word?
The first word used to say b'haluka.
Okay, okay.
Right? The first word you say b'teis Yisrael. The rest then you say haluka for each of the additional psukim.
Okay.
That's out.
Like Rashi prakim, every paragraph you say the first what? The first few words?
First few words or right. Something like that. But only for that first pasuk that right. The chazan says. The rest of psukim you're going to actually say haluka for each according to Rashi.
Exactly.
Rashi limits the Rashi Prakim to the first line.
Right.
Tosis is going to argue. Tosis writes, Mikan shemitzu lanos Rashi Prakim, perish bekuntris, Mikan shemitzu Rashi Prakim, shichan lanos Rashi Prakim, velo sagi lebu haluka. Mash mitoch perish bekuntris, Tosis explains, what's the implication? Shebe Rashi Prakim, onim Rashi Prakim, velo yoser. You only say Rashi Prakim for the first line of each parak, but you don't say that those words for the rest of the parak. You say haluka for the remainder. Right, but I call davar chutz mi rashi prakim for each line other than the first line of the parak. Onim haluka at shik mares halel until you finish halel. V'chein perish b'mas nisin u'besof perak kishem. Fine, mas nisin u'besof perak kishem. Lo mash b'hachi. The tanya over there sounds like the gemara writes kaitzad amu yisrael shira kagadol mikras halel. V'hein onim achav rashi prakim. They respond rashi prakim. Mashma shemetchilas haperak ad sofo from the beginning of the parak until the end. Onim rosh haperak. Akol davar v'davar ad sovo. They should say b'teis Yisrael in each line. Not just the first line. Each line should say b'teis Yisrael. So what's this machlokas about? You guys have been very helpful so far. What's pshat in this machlokas? Whether You just say it for the first line or the rest of them. So it might be, there are two angles to look at it. How you understand halukah, how halukah works exactly. So let's go with that angle first. When we say halukah works, it's for, you know, you got something?
No, well, how would you understand the Gemara then? The Gemara makes two different things. They say, mitzvah lanos, I'm not exactly sure according to which person, but it says you answer halukah on everything, and then it says rashi prakim.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems there are two different things, right? So according to Tosos, how does Tosos read the Gemara? That's also.
I hear that.
Because according to Tosos, you would have no halukah.
Well, maybe he would say for the first parak. The first parak only, I guess, yeah.
Okay.
So,
because the first parak starts with halukah.
Right.
The whole parak for you to sing.
But that should just be called Rashi Prakim also. That just means unnecessary. That's
right, exactly.
So, I hear. In terms of reading the Gemara, Pasha is like Rashi, I think.
Yeah.
So, it could be how they understand how halukah works exactly, yeah?
And reading on the Tosos, he talks about whether Halo is broken up in two sections or it's one full section.
Right, yeah, he talks about it.
He mentioned it.
That
does, well, sorry. Okay, continue.
Yeah,
either Gemara, whatever you're
going to say. Okay, so that's just so what the Machlokas may be about, how do they understand the function of a Halukah? When I say Halukah after a Pasuk, which everyone agrees Halukah works for at least the first parak, is Halukah just, by me saying the first line of the parak, just as if I said the whole parak? It's just because since his word appears in this parak, Halukah, so I don't know how to say it well. Or is Halukah, let's say the other way, I think it's a little better. Is Halukah serving somehow as Amen works for Bracha, Halukah works for Pasuk and Halo? When I say Amen, I'm admitting, agreeing to the Bracha, and I'm Yotze through that, because I'm saying Amen, that's true, and I want it to work for me as well. Is Halukah serving that same Pasuk, that's the same purpose, for Pesukim and Halo? So I think that's how Rashi understands it. Rashi's Halukah is the equivalent of Amen and Halel. So that's why you say Halukah in every single pasuk of Halel. Just say Rashi Prakim is just a way of kind of, okay, we're starting a new parak now. So I say Hodul Hashem, or I say V'Tzeis Yisrael. This is the beginning of the new parak. And Halukah just is Amen for the rest of the parak. And Tosafot says, no, Halukah is not serving as Amen. Okay, I don't know why, what's behind that, whether it is or not. Halukah does not serve the same purpose as Amen. Either he's going to say Halukah doesn't mean what Amen means, the two different words, or Amen, that concept only works by brachas. It doesn't work in the context of Halal. I'm not sure exactly what his issue is with that. Oh, I thought you see here I'm going with that? That's the ma'ag. I don't have it clear enough. I don't know how Amen works that well enough and how Halukah works, but some of them are arguing whether Halukah is serving as the equivalent of Amen. That would be one approach. The other approach, I'm not sure how to go with this one either, how they understand Rashi Prakim exactly. And I'm not sure, I had something before, I can't think about it now. I guess we'll just have to stop here now. Sorry again, I'm not feeling well, hopefully tomorrow I'll be feeling much better.